Darling Rage Nation. Happy Tuesday. Happy first day of school for those of us who are in, you know, the northern parts of the East Coast and other parts of the country. Yeah. So today, I can't guarantee that I won't get emotional. Like right now, I'm not feeling super emotional, but I don't think it's hit me yet. I just put my first baby on the bus for the first time for kindergarten, and I'm really, really excited for her. Like, she's gonna rock it. She's an amazing human being already. I'm really proud of her. But it's definitely hitting me that it's already been 5 years since I've had her, and so much has changed since then, and it's really crazy, like, all the cliches they tell you about how kids grow up really fast, all those things are really true. Yeah, so I think today my topic is going to end up being legacy. You know, what are you making of your life and what are you leaving behind? And it's not like I really took a lot of time to think about this beforehand, so apologies if my thoughts are a little jumbled, and definitely there's a lot of feelings going on right now, all kinds of different feelings. Yeah, so legacy. For me, my legacy is a lot of different things, but the thing that obviously comes up to the forefront are my kids. And you know, no matter what's happening with me in life, no matter what transitions I'm personally going through and how life is changing, they are going to be here, you know, hopefully long after I am. And essentially, I've always seen motherhood and parenthood as, you know, you're raising your own little bit of society. You're raising human beings who are going to go out in the world and change it in some way, shape, or form. Hopefully for the better, you know, but you don't have control over those things, really, ultimately. But when it comes to legacy, I think really what it comes down to is putting all that you have into the moment that you're in right now, you know? And thinking about the future, but not overthinking it so much that you're paralyzed at the thought of it, but still being mindful about it. So when I think of that in terms of my kids, I've tried so far to raise them to be, you know, human beings who are mindful of themselves and of the other human beings around them, who are curious, who are, you know, full of wonder. A lot of that comes, you know, attached to them from birth. Like, they already have that. But I think my role has been more facilitator of wonder and facilitator of creativity and facilitator of love and just doing my best to encourage and model those things, you know, not give lip service to those things, but really be those things. It's kind of like that quote. Is it a Gandhi quote? I don't know. I really, you know, I did no research before I got on here, you guys, so forgive me. But the quote that says, you know, be the change that you want to see in the world. It's another overused quote, but it's really true. Be that thing. If something is unsettling to you, be the force for good as much as you can be. Like, you can't change everything in the world, you know? But you can love the people around you, and you can love them well. You can definitely do that. You know? You can definitely love the people around you well. And I think that as far as legacy goes, if I'm just remembered for loving well, I'm happy. You know, that's what I want my legacy to be. And there's other things, you know, I want people to be inspired. I want people to use creativity in their lives. But if I can just love well the people around me, that's the best. So I'd love to hear your call-ins. What do you think when you think of legacy? What do you want to leave behind? So Speaking of legacy, I can't help it, and I'm not even going to apologize because it's a wonderful movie. But Moana comes to mind because not only does my daughter love it, I love it as well. And the story is just really beautiful. Spoiler alert. it's just so good. She talks about, you know, growing up in a place, this island that she's grown up in, that she's really familiar. She knows her role. Everybody knows their role. Everyone knows, you know, what they're supposed to do. Everything's kind of laid out for them. And they have the support of the community and, you know, it's all great. But she can't help but wonder what's on that horizon. And she can't help but want to explore and want to be a pioneer and want to see what else is out there. So a couple of the songs from Moana come to mind when I'm talking about legacy, which is interesting because oftentimes legacy is linked to, you know, what you have here and what you're building. But I think a lot of it has to do also with the choices that you make in life and whether or not you choose to take those risks. So I'm going to play you a couple of Moana songs because the lyrics are just so on point for this whole thing. So the interesting thing to me about this song in particular and the story, but especially this song, because like every lyric in this song is really packed with meaning if you're listening for it. So if you just like skipped over it, you should probably go back and listen to it. Don't be lame. but really what she's talking about is so poignant because she's essentially a leader in her, you know, little realm of life. And she has the opportunity to go far, you know, on her island where she is. She could be the leader of the entire thing and do really well for herself and, you know, be settled. It would be the wise thing to do, you know, the smart move, the logical move. It would be what's expected, essentially. And she's, the interesting thing to me is that this character, Moana, she is totally prepared to do that. Like, she has this dream in her heart since she's like a little girl. She wants to go out in the water. She wants to explore. She wants to see things beyond her island. But because she's so loyal and has all of these amazing qualities of being such a like faithful and solid human being, she ends up starting to convince herself, you know, that it's better for her to just stick around, stay on the island, do the things that she's supposed to do because, you know, she truly loves her family and she loves all the things that she has where she is and she's really trying to learn how to be content and she does a pretty good job of it until a certain point in the movie where, you know, a new player comes into the scene and I love that in this Disney movie, it's not a guy. Basically, the new player is the ocean. but the new player is adventure and the unknown and the unexpected in pioneering. And it speaks directly to her soul because little does she know, but she's been built to be an explorer, to be a warrior, to be someone who pushes past the envelope and into the unknown. And it's scary and it's risky, you know? It's not like she's going out into the water without risk. Like, it's dangerous in every single way. Hazardous to her health, hazardous to her life, hazardous to who she is as a human being. But she goes anyway. And there's a lot of inner turmoil with that. Like, she doesn't really know what's gonna happen, you know? It's that typical hero story, I guess, but there are just so many layers of it that remind me of things in my own life and others that I just love it. And the reason that to me it connects to the idea of legacy is because what you leave behind is, you know, if you have kids, it's your children. But essentially, along with that, it's your story. What's your story? What narrative, what choices are you going to leave behind that people, you know, your children or whoever are going to talk about? Are they going to be inspired by your story? Are they going to be curious about it? Or is it just going to be kind of a boring one where you decided not to take any risks and not to explore yourself and not to be creative and not to find out more about the world around you? What story are you leaving behind? So I think that's why Moana hits it for me, is because her legacy is twofold. It's her beautiful home and the things that are near and dear to her heart. It's her roots, so to speak, but it's also the wings, and it's also her wings and the risks that she takes, excuse me, and the choices that she makes that ultimately end up like changing the trajectory of her people and inspiring others to step out and to take risks and to explore and to do something unknown. So I just want to leave you with those thoughts today. I would love to hear yours. So feel free to call in, comment, all the good things. What legacy are you going to leave behind? What story are people going to tell about you? What story are you writing right now? What risks are you taking? It's important to think about. Rage on, darlings.
I love this concept of legacy. Like, I had a segment that I did kind of early on in my anchorness where I was trying to figure out like how to do this, where I did like a three pillars of success or three roads of success or something like that. And it was like stability, money, and legacy. Legacy being the third one. I always thought like legacy was like big picture stuff, where for me nowadays, legacy is more about like family and direct one-on-one connections and sort of creating lasting impressions on people, being helpful, being bigger than yourself in a lot of ways. For me, when I was a kid, I used to think that was like being famous or being a rock star. And I wouldn't hate to be those things, but it's not as important anymore. I think making an impact on one or two people is amazing. And for that, you know, that's a personal legacy I like to continue to approach.
Avery, we're calling into Darling Rage Nation. Say hello.
Hello.
Avery, are you in kindergarten?
Yes.
Did you just start?
Yes.
Did you take the big bus?
Yes.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Are you growing up too fast?
Yeah.
Way too fast?
Yes.
Can you slow down a little bit?
Yeah.
You can slow down?
Yep.
Can you stay a little forever?
Yep.
You can?
Yep.
You sure?
Yep.
Well, that's great. That's good news.
Okay.
Can you tell Molly that she's awesome?
You're awesome.
Super awesome. And also, are you going to be just like me when you grow up?
Yeah.
You are?
Yes.
You're going to be like me?
Yeah.
Why are you going to be like me?
Because I want to be like a giant guy like you.
A giant guy like me. That's a compliment from a kindergartner.
Matt and Avery, that just made my entire day. That was probably one of the best call-ins I've ever gotten. Thank you so much. Avery is super cute. Thank you for the compliment. Also, yes, Avery, you need to tell my daughter Penny that she should slow down as well. Okay? Sound like a plan? All the kindergartners should just like stay little forever and then just be awesome and little and not grow up for a while. I think that would be a good idea.